Okay, so we're going to talk about another traffic accident. Reuven ran a red light. Shimon was going down the green, and to avoid killing himself by bashing into Reuven, he swerved to the left, and he hit Levi's car. So the question is, two questions. First of all, in that case, would Reuven be chayiv to pay Levi? Because without Reuven around, there wouldn't have been any accident. And number two, if you want to say Reuven is chayiv, what happens if Reuven was a hit and run, or not hit and run, Reuven just ran away, and he's not here anymore? Okay, so let's do the first question, is should Reuven be chayiv to pay for the damage to Levi's car? Right, so you're saying it's Reuven, there's a grama. Well, we learned that even though Adamuad Liolam, a person's responsible for his actions, that's if it's an action. But over here, Reuven just caused Shimon to damage his car and Levi's car. He didn't do anything with an action.
He's still part of the Levi.
So you want to say Reuven should be pater because Shimon should be chayiv. Okay, so I hear what you're saying. I am glad that we thought of grama. And that's what I would have said at first also, but Rabbi Spitz, Dayan Spitz, has a reason to make Reuven Chayiv. And that's why we're going to have to talk about the second question also. And that is the sugya of Moser. So the Mishnah Baba Kama says like this. This is the din of Moser. Hagozel Sodom Echaveiro, if someone stole a field from his friend, his fellow, and once it was in his possession, then some other ruffians, masikin, came along and they took it from this gazlan. So the Mishnah says, the halach is like this. If this is something that's just going around, people are stealing fields. Doesn't make a difference where they are, just that type of business is going around. So Omer Laharesha Cholfanachi can tell them, go get your field. I didn't do anything. They stole it because I took it. No, they would have taken it anyway, so I'm not responsible. But imachmas agazlan. But if they took it because, you know, this gazlan was a drug dealer and they see him on this field now, and then they take that field from him, he caused the field to get lost. So chay lam lo soda acher. He has to give him another field. So the Gemara doesn't understand when the second case is talking. The Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case over here? Right, the Mishnah said that if it's because of the gazlan, the field got stolen from the original owner, then the gazlan has to pay. What's the case? So the Gemara says if it's that they just took this field and didn't take other fields, so then it's pasha that he's chai, because we said that if it's not a makas medina, so that we say if it's a makas medina, he's pater. Mashma, if it's not a makas medina, he's chayiv. And Ilolo, if it's not a makas medina, he should be a avare chayu. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha, what's the case? The achri achruye. The gazlan didn't really steal the field. What the gazlan did was he knows that there's some swindler around, some ruffian around, and he says, a good field over there, take that field over there. Could be he's protecting his field, could be whatever reason it is, but he showed the person, he showed that masik, he showed those masikin where the field was. For that he's chayiv. Rashi says here, and Poskim say that's because it's dina digarmi. Right? You could say it's a grama. What did he do? I caused, by showing him, by telling him there's a field here, I caused the masik to take the field away. And I should be pater. The Mishnah says, based on the Pirush of the Gemara, that it's not Grum, it's Garmi. This is a new case of Dinah de Garmi. We said it a few times, that even though a person has to do the action directly to be Chayav, but if it's Garmi, if it's something that's a Bari Hezekah, and the Hezekah comes immediately, so then he's Chayav as Garmi. So here also, if you tell a Masik, you tell the Aruch HaShulchan has a whole introduction to these halachas, and he says in the days of the bad governments, or even now in Africa, certainly not in Russia or in England where we have good governments, but he says in times of bad governments, if you told the government about something, right, that's what you think of a Moser, so then they would immediately take it. So it's a Bari Hezekah. By telling him that there's something available, by telling this Masik that there's a field available to be taken, so it will be taken. It's a Bari Hezekah, and it's something that is going to be a Garmi, not a Grama. But that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah is being mechadish that if I show someone where there's a field available to steal, it's not called grama, it's called darmi. And we go into all the rules, doing dinner de garmi, and the person is chayim. So from here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, shin pei chesed beis, hamoser mamon bidei anas. If someone hands over property to an anas, to a ruffian, bein anas akum bein anas yisrael, whether it's a goy or whether it's a yisrael. Chayiv l'shalim ayofishim in the chasiv, he has to play the iddis, he has to pay as a mazik. Koma shalaka cha'anas for whatever the anas took. Even though he didn't give it over to him, it wasn't biyodayim. He just told him about it. He's chayiv through dinah de garmi. So what's that have to do with us? What's that have to do with us? So Rabbi Shmidt says, what would the halacha be if instead of Reuven running the red light and causing Shimon to swerve to the left and hit Levi, suppose Reuven was standing at the red light with a machine gun and he was ready to shoot Shimon, and Shimon went and swerved to avoid the shot and hit Levi. So are we going to say there that Reuven is putter because it's only a grum, he only caused Shimon to swerve and hit Levi? Right, that's what we would say. But Rabbi Shmidt says that that's not true. Once we had the sin of Moser, what's the difference if Reuven tells some government official to go steal from Shimon and Levi, or he himself holds a gun at him, forces Shimon to and Levi to have their cars damaged? Either way, that's called Moser, and it's a garmi and not a grama. So Mimele, just like, so, and then so it's like three steps. So just like if he held a machine gun at Shimon's car and Shimon had to swerve to hit Levi, we'd say he's chayiv because of it's a garmi and not a grama. So the same thing will be if it wasn't a machine gun, but whose car? His car was running through the red light, making Shimon hit Levi's car. So it's a din like Moser and it'll be garmi and Reuven will be chayiv. That is what he paskins. He paskins that Reuven is certainly chayiv because it's a garmi. He directly caused Shimon to swerve into Levi. Now what happens in the second case where Reuven ran away? Right? He's hit and run. Or causing to hit and run. Reuven is not available anymore. But Reuven is not here. We don't know who he is. Can't identify the cause of the accident. And we know now Shimon went and he damaged Levi. Is Shimon chayv to pay in such a case? So the Shulchan Aruch, the end of the same sif we talked about before, right, we said that if someone causes a person to lose his property, he's chayiv as dinah degarmi. When is that talking? Kishahera Moser Meyasa, where the informer on his own volition told the government whatever it was that this person has land available. But if someone forced this guy to be an informer under threat of death, according to most poskim, he was forced to reveal this information, then he's pater from payment. But if he went and handed over the guy's field, his animal, whatever it was, afa pishu hu anas, even though he was forced to do so, chayiv l'sham, he has to pay because of the rule in the Gemara of matzal afa b'mamon chaveiro. If you save yourself, you save your life with someone else's property, you're allowed to do it, but if you save yourself with someone else's property, you have to pay for it at the end. That's a Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if I was forced to do something, I was forced to save my life by damaging a person's property, I'm chayiv to pay. The Meiler Rabbi Shmidt says in this case, since Shimon was forced to hit Levi, because otherwise he would get killed himself, so Shimon certainly might have been permitted to hit Levi, but he's chayiv to pay for the damages. That's the way Rabbi Shmidt ends off. So I'd like to bring up maybe a possible reason to disagree with that psak. But first of all, just time to know this psak. It's a strange halacha. Right? We're saying over here that just the simple halacha, forget the car case, that if Shimon to save his life damages Levi, he has to pay Levi for the damages, right? Right. So what happened to the halach that we had in the very first shir, 15 shiurim ago? We said that if there's a din, there's a din of anus gomer. We said that, remember the cases with rinsing out the cup and the diamond goes down the drain. Right? We said that even though adam mordu olam, but if it's an anus gomer, the person's pater. So over here, why isn't this called an anus gomer? He's doing it to save his life. Right? He's here. The guy has a gun in his head and says, damage Levi, or I'm going to kill you, and he goes and damages Levi. Why isn't that called anus gomer?
He did it on purpose.
Okay, so that's the Shach's teretz. Right, the Shach asks the Kasha, it's all in the second page of the handout. The Shach asks, you hear the chilek? It's too simple. Like the Shach, how you look. You hear what the Shach is saying? Just to get it clear, the halacha. Over there, when we said an anus gomer is pater, that's talking where you don't know what you're doing. You had no reason to think that what you're doing was going to damage anyone. You're rinsing out a cup and the diamond goes down the drain. You fell asleep and someone put something on your lap, and when you rolled over in your sleep, you damaged it. You had no reason to think you're doing anything wrong. So that's where we say an honest gomer is pater. But over here, you know what you're doing. You're damaging Levi b'kavana. You're just doing it to save your life because you're under threat of death. So that's the Shach answers. Anus gomer would not apply over here. Okay, so that's the first thing to get out of the way. But there's another issue. The Shach quotes a Ravid that he says that he springs from the Ravid that this whole halacha doesn't make sense, and maybe that's what's bothering us. If halacha is that it's mutter for me to damage Shimon, and it's mutter for me to damage Levi because I'm in mortal danger, so why should I be responsible to pay? Right? Are you telling me that if next time such a thing happens, it's better for me to lose my life than to damage Levi? Because of this kasha, the Shach at least limits the case of the Shulchan Aruch, and he says that there'll be a difference. He says that the Shulchan Aruch's case is only talking where when are you chayiv? That's when you weren't told to do a specific thing. You were told, get me some money, or I'll shoot you. And then you go and take this guy's money and you give it to the robber. So then you're chayiv because you went and took the money, you gave it to the robber, even though you were allowed to do it, like we're saying, but you know, you have to pay for it. But the Shach says, if the robber Levi over there across the street and take his money, now the robber himself could do it on his own if he wanted, but he could have taken it himself. So it's really in his possession already. He's already the mazik. So in that case, the Shach says, the Shulchan Aruch, we would go with the Ravid and say, what am I supposed to do? It's pikuach nefesh. I have a right to save myself, and he could take the money anyway himself. Levi's there, and he's telling me to take Levi's money. So in that case, Shimon would not be chai. That's what the Shach says. So how about in our case of the car? How about in the case of the car over here? Just something to think about. Where Reuven ran the red light, and because of that, Shimon hit that Chevrolet that was there at that time. So maybe that's like the case that the Shach's talking about, where Reuven told Shimon, take the money from Levi. Levi's there right now. Reuven could have crashed into Levi on his own. Like that. Okay, or maybe not. But, you know, you don't. Larry Spitz still seems okay. Well, it depends. That's the Shach says it depends. If he said, take me from those particular ones from that Jew, and he takes it from that Jew, so then he's pater. If he says, take me, I need diamonds, and he goes take diamonds from some guy in the street, so then he has to pay. There's all kinds of shilas. This is the source of all these shilas. It's mamish based on these things. We're not getting into those now, but all these different shilas of history, or they were by the army and they said get 15 people for the army. Right? That's all nogeya here. Right? That's this sugya. But I'm limiting it to our case in Choshen Mishpat over here. Okay, so maybe that's not a good time. But the Erech Shai does a different shot. Right? They're bothered by this idea that, why should I be chayiv to pay? he forced me to damage Levi, I should be chayef to pay. Right? I had no choice. He forced me to do it. So the Erech Shai brings to the Machan Ephraim that that case is talking only where I had the money that I could have paid off myself. I didn't have it on me, maybe, but I could have told that Anas, I could have told that tyrant, that ruffian, you want $1,000, I have it in the house, I'll give it to you. Instead, he said, go get me $1,000 from that lady over there, get me $1,000 from that person, and I went and took it. And he said, I'd kill me if I didn't. So, it's not so much because it's not this. What I was really doing was I was saving my own money, because I could have offered to write him a check, give him my credit card. I chose not to. That's a chiddush, but that's what he's saying. That's where the Shulchan Aruch says a person is chayav. But if you did not have the money available, you were unable to pay off this anas, in that case, since halacha is you're allowed to damage the other person, it's because nefesh, and you have no choice, so then you're not chayav to pay. That's what the Erech Shai says. So Mimela, according to that, certainly Shimon would not be chayav to pay Levi over here, because Reuven is running the red light. Shimon is trying to save his life. He has no choice. He can't pay Reuven off over here. His only choice to save his life is to hit Levi. And according to the Erech Shai, in that case, he's positive. It's the only time we said, the Shulchan Aruch says he's chayiv, is where he could pay off the guy. Where he can't pay off the guy, he's chayiv. He's positive. So over here also, it could be that he's positive to the Erech Shai.
Again, whether or not
yeah, it'll be. I don't see any difference if it's a personal damage or a monetary damage. Either way, it should be the same. But I just want to finish with just an interesting halacha, and these things come up sometimes. We were talking where the person is saving himself because of mortal danger. Suppose he wants to save himself a monetary loss at the expense of someone else. Right? The car would not have killed him, but the car would have damaged his car. To avoid having his car damaged, he ran over someone's tomato plants and destroyed all of his tomatoes. So is there any heter in that case? So I don't think there is. The whole heter is to save your life, so that's where we can start talking these svaras. But if it's just a monetary loss, I have no right to be mazik someone else to save myself money. So in that case, I should for sure be chayav. Not only that, even if I damage the person who's trying to damage me, right? His car is trying to damage me and I run over his tomato plants, I'd still be chayav for his tomato plants, because what right do I have to damage his tomato plants to save my damage, right? I was right in me saving myself, but he'd be chayav, unless the guy me issue. The Shulchan Aruch has a couple interesting halachas, and that is, I could save myself from damage by damaging the thing that wants to damage my property. For example, there's an ox that is climbing on top of, attacking my ox. And to save my ox, I pull it out from the other one, and that causes the ox on top to fall down and gets killed. So over there, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, it's the end of the handout, that since I was going to save my ox, I'm potter. But if, and this is what's maybe nogea sometimes, but if I went and said, look, this guy's ox is killing my ox, I'm going to go take care of that ox and shoot it, so then I'm chayv to pay, I'm chayv, because I had no reason to kill his ox. I could have just gotten mine away. Maybe it would have gotten damaged, maybe not. Right, so he'll pay for it. But if you kill his, then yours. Right. Right. If you take yours away and his falls down, right, unless we say it depends how, if you're taking away where it's for sure, you know, if you're taking it a rough way and makes it fall down, then you also chayav. So the Rama says a case like this, and this maybe would be something that could happen, you know, since you get upset when people do things to us that we don't like. Let's say I had my I had a chair. I had my chair in the street over there, and someone came by and he was holding, this is the case of the Ramah, he's holding a barrel which is a little bit uneven, and he takes my chair to lean the barrel on it. And I come home and say, what nerve, this guy took my chair to lean his barrel. So what do we want to do? teach him a lesson, just take my chair out, and his barrel goes and breaks. Right? So you'd say, it's his fault, right? Who told him to go put it, take my chair and put the barrel? There are more paskins that the owner of the chair is chayav, because how do you have right to take your chair but find something else to support his barrel with? In other words, the halach, the shofar is passing two wrongs, don't make a right. Right? That's halach lamais. Two wrongs don't make a right. He's wrong in taking a chair, and you're allowed to take it back. And sometimes we do this. We'll do things in a way to teach him a lesson, right? And we think that it's, you know, it's good. This way he'll learn. It's and by him taking this monetary loss, he won't do it again to me or to anyone else, right? You know, someone takes your seat every time when you get to the shir, and you'll figure you'll put some sticky stuff on it next time. So he sits there, he'll ruin his clothes, and then he won't take it anymore, right? So that wouldn't be the right thing to do. Two wrongs don't make the right.